In the beginning of Tavshin Lamed Gimel, on Vav Tishrei, the Rebbe began to be ma'orer about the necessity of making Sfarim more available, and encouraged opening new libraries wherever possible, enabling Yidden to learn Torah at the library and taking Sfarim home. Later on in the year, on Yutes Kislev, the Rebbe further encouraged that every individual should have Sfarim in their own home to make learning Torah even more accessible. The Rebbe explained that this does not replace the need for a library, as not everyone will have every single sefer available. The Rebbe gave this mission over to the Yiddisha women, who oversee the furnishings of the home. They should make sure that there are sfarim which direct the life of the home. Just like a pleasantly furnished home broadens the mind, so too mitzvahs should be decorated nicely. Having two sfarim is preferable to owning one, and they should be put in a central place so that upon entering the home, it is immediately recognizable that this is a pleasant home with Sifrei Kodesh. This should not be done just to be yoytze, rather it should be something to which attention and importance is placed. However, unlike furniture, to which care is given that it be kept in top condition, the sfarim should be used so much until they are worn out, faded, and torn, to the point that it will be necessary to consider buying new ones. Later on, Simchas Torah Tovshin Lamed Hei, the Rebbe connected this mitzvah to the concept of Yavne v'chachomeho, establishing yeshivas in all places where Yidden live. From then on, the mitzvah was titled Bayis Mali Sfarim Yavne v'chachomeho. The Rebbe explained that both of these aspects were an extension of mitzvah Torah, increasing the learning of Torah in all possible ways. The Rebbe told a story of the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, the holy Toldos Yaakov Yosef, who traveled from one town to another selling his new sefer. Arriving in a certain town, he was greatly disappointed, for no one wanted to purchase a sefer. The maggid of the town comforted him, saying, "Even the first mechaber went around selling his sefer, unable to find an interested customer." "Who was that?" asked the Toldos. "Hashem," answered the maggid. The Gemara in Masechta Ksubis says on the pasuk "V'tzidkosei oimedas la'ad," "His righteousness is everlasting," that this refers to someone who acquires sfarim and lends them to others. Once a Yid passed away, and his children, who inherited his vast library of Sfarim, sold it all. Some were disturbed by this, so one Chacham explained, "I'll tell you what Avera caused that the Sfarim not remain in their possession. This man would not lend out his Sfarim to anyone, worried that the words would fade and he would not be able to use them. Truthfully, a person should preferably let his Sfarim be used and faded than keep them stashed away and unused." Another Yid, who owned many Sfarim, would lend them out to others, enabling them to learn from them. He commanded his children, "Make sure to lend the Sfarim to everyone, even those with whom you are in an argument. And if you are worried that they will not return the Sfarim, take a mashkin from them. Also, it is preferable to lend to those who learn Lishma and to the poor before the rich." As an 8-year-old child, Rebbe Marash would already buy Sfarim with the money that he received from being tested in learning and from his weekly allowance. In Chodesh Elul Tofresh Hei, a Meicher Sfarim by the name of Reb Noyach Baruch came to the town of Lubavitch. Reb Noyach Baruch generally came to Lubavitch twice a year, Shavuos and Chanukah time, always bringing a list of new Sfarim for the Tzemach Tzedek to choose from. This time he brought many new Sfarim. Wanting to buy some Sfarim, the Rebbe Maharash asked his father for 30 rubles from the money which he held for him. "First become familiar with the Sfarim you have already," his father said, "then you can buy more." At that point, Reb Chaim Doiv the Mesharis entered, and he notified the Tzemach Tzedek that they had set up the new Sfarim in the new bookcase that Yosef David the carpenter had brought. The Tzemach Tzedek had 5 bookcases of Sfarim and 2 locked bookcases of Kisvei Yad in his room, and another 6 bookcases in the entrance room. When the Rebbe Marash went with his father to see the new 12th bookcase filled with the new Sfarim, besides some more Sfarim sitting on the side waiting to be bound, he was bothered. Turning to his father, he asked, "You just told me that one should first know the Sfarim that one has before buying more. Are you knowledgeable in all the Sfarim you have?" The Tzemach Tzedek responded, "I am generally clear in the Sfarim that I have. Take out a sefer and we will see." Without much thought, the Rebbe Marash ran towards one of the bookshelves and took out the first sefer that he chanced upon, Sefer HaMaslul, a sefer on Diktuk. And the Tzemach Tzedek began quoting parts of the Hakdama and then from the sefer itself, word for word. The Rebbe Marash chose another sefer also on Diktuk, then a sefer of Kabbalah, and finally Masos Reb Binyamin, Stories of Travels, all of which the Tzemach Tzedek was able to cite verbatim. The Rebbe Marash was truly amazed by his father's bekiyas, especially in the area of Diktuk. that Tzabach Tzedek explained that although generally Chassidim are not particular to daven with exact diktuk, however Shema and Kriyas HaTorah must be pronounced precisely. In the end, the Tzemach Tzedek gave him the amount he had requested and added another 10 rubles as a gift, enabling the Rebbe Marash to buy many Sfarim. In connection with the victory of the Sfarim on Hay Tavis, the Rebbe said that we must ask the Sfarim themselves how to celebrate their victory. The Rebbe explained that the Sfarim announced that we should use them until they wear out. This is contrary to the worldly perception, Hanochas Ha'olam, that precious items be put away in a safe place and left untouched. In another sikha, the Rebbe emphasized, the purpose of the victory of the Sfarim is that it should add in learning Torah. This is obvious even to a child, that when his parents buy him a sefer, it is so that he learn from it, not only to show the sefer respect. Those that would like to celebrate in other ways, such as dancing, should do so only during the time designated for eating and sleeping, not at the expense of learning Torah. The Rebbe also said that the way to expedite the returning of the other Sfarim from Russia is to buy additional Sfarim, something which is very easy in our times. May we have the revelation of Teirosei Shel Mashiach now.